What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, January 21st. And be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments section who your favorite plays are for today's slate. And finally, shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. On the banner over here, www.awesomeo.com/prizepicks-promo. Get yourself one free month of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. A little bit of a deposit bonus when you sign up. We've got free player prop tools on the website that'll help you out. Not going to find many better deals than this, so make sure you're taking advantage. We round out the bottom of my top 10 with Tyrese Maxey, Nikola Jokic, Joe Ingles, Bojan Bogdanovic, and Bobby Portis on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It is time to find out. In first at number five, we've got Kyrie Irving. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible, 8,900. Projected for 48.5. The goal is 52.5. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. It's a road game, so he gets to play. We still have no Kevin Durant in this one, so 36 minutes for Irving in a pace-up spot against the Spurs. 1.35 fantasy points per minute. We're talking 30 real points, 5.5 assists, 5.5 rebounds, 2 stocks. It's actually a really nice spot for Kyrie. The price tag works. The fact that one of the stars is actually out makes it even easier. I don't have much else to say. When you can get to Kyrie, I think it's a really good idea. Speaking of Brooklyn Nets, in at number four, James Harden. Shooting guard, small forward eligible, which is exactly what it should be. 10,500, projected for 58. The goal's 59.5. He's in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. I think Harden looks exceptional here with no Kevin Durant. 38 minutes, 1.5 fantasy points per minute because of this pace up spot against San Antonio. 30% usage, 27, 11, and 11 if we're rounding these bad boys. Yeah, that's right. We're projecting James Harden for a triple-double today. I think it's pretty close that he's in that range, plus 2 stocks. This is incredible. Both from a positional standpoint, a price standpoint, an upside standpoint, I don't know what you would want to skip here. James Harden looks incredible against the Spurs today. At number three, I'm looking at Scottie Barnes. Just looks solid in the mid-tier. Small forward, power forward eligible. Neutral pace matchup against Washington. He's projected for 34, but the goal's only 38. He's in the optimal lineup 23% of the time. I gave him 34 minutes. He's basically a fantasy point per minute guy. 19% usage, 14 points, 8 boards, maybe closer to 9 boards, 4 assists, maybe 2 stocks. He does a little bit of everything out there. And against Washington, I'm not really worried about the matchup all that much. I just need Barnes to be out there playing. And if he's playing 34 minutes, I think he looks fantastic. There's no reason he couldn't play more. Could conceivably play a little bit less. You never know who they're going to go to. They do have a pretty tight core, however. But at 5,500, I think that gives you a lot of wiggle room. One of the best value plays you'll find today is number two, John Conchar. He is shooting guard, small forward eligible, 4,200, projected for 29. The goal is 33, and he's in the optimal lineup 24% of the time. You're not gonna, it's just that combination of position, shooting guard, small forward, guard forward utility, and price. Given the fact that we've got no Bane, no Brooks, no Tyus Jones, Conchar in at 32 minutes. He's a 0.9 fantasy point per minute guy. It is a pace down spot against Denver. They are very slow, but that's not what we're really worried about here given this price tag. 10 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, and 2 stocks for Conchar. He fits in every single lineup that you're trying to build. You can move him around into any position. That is incredibly helpful. And that is why John Conchar looks so good, and that is why he shows up at number 2. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are. And then shout out to Prize Picks one last time. Keep the banner to my left personally, to your right on the screen. It's not it. Prize Picks, awesomeo.com/prizepicks-promo. Get yourself a free month of AwesomeO Plus. Might be a little controversial, but we're closing it out with the number one contender, Cade Cunningham. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible, 5,200, projected for 34. The goal is 37. He's in the optimal lineup 26% of the time. I gave him 32 minutes, right around a fantasy point per minute. It's pace neutral against Utah. They're monster dogs. No Donovan Mitchell, so maybe they can't get the scoring going. Problem is, Cade Cunningham does everything. 16 points, 6 boards, 6 assists. That balance is what makes him really interesting to me because he only has to get, if he gets to 40 fantasy points today, you really want to have Cade Cunningham. Now, I'm not saying 40 happens a lot, but I think it happens like 30% of the time. That's pretty interesting to me. I just like getting a Cade if he's going to be priced like this. The fact that you can put him at point guard and shooting guard is even more helpful. And just to circle back here, I explained John Conchar incorrectly. I said shooting guard, small forward, and gave him all the DraftKings positions. That's not true. That's not how this works. But he is still an incredible play. Ignore the guard forward utility piece of this. I'm catching it as I'm saying it right now. There's no way I'm going back to re-record it. Anyway, enough about Conchar. Cade Cunningham at just $5,200. Given the rest of this slate right now, which is not all that crazy, Cunningham is in as the number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, January 21st. DraftKings and Yahoo versions of this video are around here somewhere. Check them out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win that money. We are back again Monday morning for another edition of the Contenders.